Golf architect Eric Larson joins us. He is, as you can see, if you're watching this, down in the Ponte Vedra Beach area at Sawgrass Country Club, one of the actually hidden gems of Northeast Florida golf. I know Sawgrass TPC style gets all the rave reviews, but Sawgrass Country Club's an amazing place as well. But thank you for joining us. We're here not to talk about necessarily Sawgrass Country Club, but St. John's Golf Club, which you've been doing some work on. Can you give folks an idea of the mission of the project and then how you implemented that mission with your work?
Yeah, sure. St. John's Golf Club is a longtime municipal golf course for the county of St. John's here in Northeast Florida. Has played a lot of rounds of golf over the years and had fallen on disrepair, primarily drainage. Well, all of it, drainage, irrigation, the features were failing, grass tight, grass was contaminated. Other than that, it was really good. right. So the county realized they had an important amenity for the community, for the county, and wanted to rebuild it. So job one was to fix it, and we did an immense drainage system that so it dries out. Now the golf course was not able to play events or tournaments because of bad weather. You couldn't count on the course being playable. So we fixed that first, brand new irrigation system, built new features, redid the greens. It's a complete redo that was very successful in terms of its function, its ability to grow quality turf and handle a lot of play. And then we layered on an interesting throwback style of design that Seth Rayner, who was the study of C.B. McDonald from way back, and have several template type greens, you know, the got to have the burrits and punch bowl, a thumbprint, narrows, redan, did coffin type bunkers where sand is flat. You know, back then, construction was not done mechanically. It was done basically by hand or with drag pans and mules. So they simply dragged a pan and flopped the dirt over, went around, horses dragged and dropped the soil again. So you wound up with these hazards that looked like coffins with the lid open. And they're not very big, but it was surprising how striking they became with the golf course. So that, along with the greens, we simpled it out. So it's really very clean, long vistas, opened up the views. Golf course played 5,800 rounds of golf in December, and I think it's over 6,000 in January. So that's on par for 70,000 rounds. It's been a smash success and great to be able to provide accessible, affordable, and high quality golf to the county here, my home.
Are there different kinds of considerations that you have to make as an architect when working with a place that's a high volume, high round facility as opposed to maybe a place that sees more like 20 to 25,000 rounds a year as opposed to like 50 or 75?
Yeah, certainly. And it starts with hazard. I think it starts with hazard placement in the design. In grass type selection, of course, you want very hardy, sturdy grasses that have held up for over time and don't really get into try new stuff. So that's important. But speed of play, it becomes so important, and that's directly related to hazard difficulty, the number of hazards, how difficult are they, and where are they located. So at St. John's County, hazards are relatively small. There's 51 bunkers, I think, which is a medium amount, but they're to the sides of the golf holes. They're not on the center line, what we call, or where they're not forced carries. You miss the ball right or left, yes, you're going to go into them, but you don't have to carry them to reach your target.
For a place that also gets a lot of rain, drainage obviously is very, very important. And can you kind of talk about using drainage, but also trying to fit drainage into the topography of the Ponte Vedra Beach, Jacksonville area, what that's like as a challenge compared to maybe other parts of the country?
Yeah, drainage is the life of a golf course. And it's job one always to, you know, drainage. In real estate, it's location. In a golf course, it's that with drainage. And it's it's challenging here in Florida when it's flat, and particularly when it's heavy soil. You can find a lot of places that are flat and water just goes straight down into the natural sand, and it's, you know, it's terrific for functioning drainage. But when it's heavier, like St. John's was, or another one I did up at Atlantic Beach, the old Seville Marina Country Club in Atlantic Beach, you have to, first of all, it's engineered. So there's a civil engineer that's required to provide the stormwater management system. Generally includes retention basins and then pipe to get it out. They can be large, and they can be a big volume. They are determined. The volume is what determines how much water they can hold. So the trick is to build those low areas into what can be a feature. St. John's County, we didn't really do that. We just got water off the golf course. We cleaned out the lake connection system, did a perimeter drain. There's houses completely around the golf course. We did a perimeter drain system around the back of the, around the back of the lots, and took the water to basically to I-95, which is about a quarter of a mile away, and dumped it into its drainage system. So it had a super good structured master drainage system to work with. St. John's County was different, Atlantic Beach was different because the golf course was a core golf course, and fairways, tees, greens had to be lifted above a certain event storm. Like we try to get it over above a 100-year storm event, which can mean 3 to 4 feet of elevation lift, even 5-6 feet in some places. So you have these low areas in between fairways that have pipe and are storm basins. Those then have to function properly, but they're very vivid. They have a lot of impact on the golf course. Luckily, Atlantic Beach was a private club, so you could, back to your question earlier about designing for public uses versus private use, we could really carve up the sides of those detention basins and make very wild looking bunkers. I was trying to create a character type of a beach-like look. You know, windblown dunes and carving water out of the sides of the banks and stuff. And we did that, and it wound up becoming the identifying feature of the golf course. But it occurred because we had to build the stormwater drainage system, and we're able to carve in these features into the sides of them.
For the players at St. John's, what do they see, or what do they experience from a turf perspective? And do you get feedback about that of, hey, this place plays firmer, faster? And what is that feedback?
Yeah, the feedback is exactly that. First of all, it now has high quality turf, and it didn't for years previously. So the guys coming back are going, yay, you know, hey, we've got real grass. And it is of high quality Tiff Eagle greens, Tiff Tough throughout tees, fairways, and roughs. So the grass type is very important. The maintenance of the golf course, if I can go up to that side,
is
a realization for an architect, but it's really the condition of the golf course, primarily the greens, that brings masses to the golf course. It's a key reason for decision making on where people play golf is the condition of the golf course. Now, if you layer on high quality design, an interesting design, and beautiful design, and you have the two of them, then you really accomplished something. That was the goal there, is not beat them up, fix the golf course, give some interesting design when it's unlike anything around. In high quality conditions, and it's paying off. I'm actually a little worried about it having too much traffic, to tell you the truth.
When you're making decisions about the strains of grass to choose, fairway, rough, teeing areas, greens, is that just a kind of executive level decision that you're making as the architect, or who are you making that with? And is that part agronomy side for the people who will be maintaining it later?
You know, I believe in delegation, My title has ASGCA behind it, which is American Society of Golf Course Architects, not GCA, SAA, Golf Course Superintendents of America. So I deferred to the superintendent of the county and to the director of golf in a selection of the turf type. We agreed on the green grass. But I lost the argument on the fairway grass. But I always defer to the experts. I'm not the expert in agronomy, so I'm sure that their decision is better than mine. I go to the old school stuff and stay with that traditionally. And we're trying a little newer. It's been around a long time. The Tiff Tough in the fairways, and we'll see how it holds up in the traffic. But I defer. Same as the drainage, back to the key question of drainage. I don't do any drainage work. I do what I'm told in the drainage and then try to make it look good, right? Because an engineer is going to come to you with a square or a geometric shape, a depth, a flat bottom, all that stuff. And then it's my job to pretty it up, make it strategic, but still function properly.
And how dramatically do those decisions around grass and drainage affect your design, and do they cause you to have to kind of rethink at different points what you come up with initially because of how a civil engineer wants you to get water off a golf course?
Yeah, let me take the easy one first. Grass types don't really affect the design that much. They can if you want to, for example, make roll-offs, false fronts, or roll-ons. I like to do rewarding shots where you can hit in the bumps and it feeds you to the green. You want that of a certain grass type where the ball will release. At St. John's County, I actually put zoysia on the backsides of these coffin bunkers. So they light up. They look differently and they play much differently, but it's a hazard.
Yeah.
But grass types don't generally affect it. Drainage, on the other hand, although it did not at St. John's County because we put it out around the perimeter, for example, Atlantic Beach dramatically affects golf course design and pretty much universally will. The form, it's the old architectural saying, form follows function. And the function of a golf course is its drainage. So what gets engineered really determines the playability, the strategy, the beauty of a golf course, but got to have it. It doesn't work without it.
Are there some things that golfers wouldn't notice that you do architecturally to work around or work it within drainage as opposed to stuff that might seem kind of obvious, like moving earth and hills?
The easy answer to that is no, they don't know. But most of golf course architecture is underground, or certainly construction is underground anyway, so nobody sees that. But I like to use slopes that take you away from the center lines. Like, for example, I use risk and reward as my mantra for design. The closer you hit to a hazard, the more you risk hitting to a hazard, the more you are rewarded with an angle to attack the hole. So I'll use, say, a fairway, say a tee shot. I'll put a bunker on the left of the fairway out 300 yards. And I like to put them out far enough where they challenge a good player, 300 out of three, almost 340. So they challenge a good player, low handicapper, not the lesser player. And close to that hazard, I'll keep it flat over to the center line. But as you get farther away from the center line, I'll let it slope away and slope to what could be a drainage system. So you play it safe away from that bunker, and that ball is going to keep moving farther offline. And then it would probably hazard up the inside of the green, so that you have to carry a bunker to the green from the far side of the fairway.
And are some of those decisions, especially private versus public. I mean, I'm talking about our club here in DC. I mean, we have a lot of really good players, a lot of plus players. Are changes to the golf course, those risk reward changes, are they more frequent or more intense at a place where it's kind of the average player is better than you might see at a public facility?
You know, I don't think the you're really trying to set the golf up for two players, as you mentioned. The average player really doesn't, I don't think, really understands that. He is not going to really hit a green in a par four and two. He's going to hit, he hits it, he finds his ball, he hits it short of the green, probably right, and then is on the green, makes his two putt bogey, and he's happy, on he goes. Strategic design, which risk and reward is, alternates hazards down the fairway. So there's always an avenue in. You can zigzag your way in by putting if you want to for the average guy. Good players recognize it, though. They see from the tee their target and their line of attack and realize, he wants me to go here so I can get to this pin. So it becomes, and they like it. In my experience, is that it fits their eye better rather than just an open course that doesn't really have reason to the placements of hazards. Average guy doesn't care. He doesn't really know. But the good players, it does have impact on it. And I think they really enjoy the strategy, the thought that goes into their game.
Do you think an average player would play better golf if they had better awareness of what you are trying to get them to do through architecture? Or would it be the opposite because now they understand everything that really could go wrong?
Who knows? Who knows about this crazy game? There's the average guy that hits it the same way every time. It would help him. The average guy that hits, let's say there's two guys shoot 90. One guy shoots 45-45 every time. The other guy shoots 40-50. It can make birdies, but triples. The other guy just makes bogey, bogey, bogey. The guy that hits it the way he wants to and is a solid 15 handicap, yeah, sure, it would help him move the golf, maneuver around the golf course better. But the guy that hits it off the planet, he's scrambling no matter where it is. I don't think his knowledge. Yeah, he may say, I see what I'm supposed to do, but I can't, but he can't do it, sort of thing. That's the beauty of the game. Everybody's different. That's how Zach Johnson wins the Masters, right? Short hitter, good player. I mean, in your referencing your question to pros, Zach Johnson wins the Masters. He's not a long hitter, strategically solid iron player, wins, good putter, wins the golf. Tiger Woods bombs it, wins it all those times. So, and Jack, was the bomber of the time. So, and of course, can't leave out Arnold, who was a masterful driver and putter. So it's an interesting question. That's an interesting question.
Well, I'll wrap it all up, bring it back to where you are, which is your home. I mean, you've been doing this work in your hometown, in your home area. I'm sure an architect feels a tremendous sense of pride about every project, but is there an added sense of that being able to have a thumb on the scale in golf where you live?
No question about it. It's I'm not sure thrilling is the word, but it there are times when you're thrilled to hear how many people are playing, or you get great compliments from the look, the playability, the enjoyment the players have. There's also a responsibility to do it well. And that the pressure was on these two courses that I've just finished. Actually I'm going to have been engaged to work on the Deerwood Country Club here in town too. So the pressure is really on. You try hard. These are your friends and your friends, family, et cetera, all playing the golf course. You're going to hear about it Friday evening, So you better do a good job. But, there's also really a very important fiduciary responsibility to manage the project well. Don't overspend. I think at St. John's County, we were $17,000 over budget on a $6 million build.
Really so, good.
Plus, I should mention the county did it right by the way they funded this. It's out of tourism taxing and nothing out of the ad valorem tax, didn't get into the general fund. So they did it right too.
But well, Eric, yeah,
it's cool to do it here at home, Ryan.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and giving us a beautiful backdrop as you're doing it. And we're excited to see what's coming next.
Nine South Sawgrass Country Club, great golf hole.